Chapter 2. Deported. Nowhere at home. For millions of immigrants, setting foot on U.S. soil at Ellis Island became the first step toward fulfilling the American dream of prosperity, freedom, and happiness. Not so for the 246 men and three women held against their will at the island's detention facility on December 20, 1919. Like it or not, they would take their last step on American soil here, on this island of so many beginnings. Their one-way ticket to the land of opportunity was about to become a return voyage to a motherland they had bade farewell to as many as three decades before. Never mind the homes, friends and family, jobs and memories they would leave behind in the U.S. They had to go. Such is the fate of the deported. For deportee Emma Goldman, age 50, the search for the American dream had become a study of the American illusion. The daughter of poor Russian Jews, she had emigrated to the U.S. in 1885 at age 16, optimistic about moving away from oppressive czars to a land of promise and hope. After settling near family in Rochester, New York, however, she encountered more disappointment than reward. Her work as a seamstress in a sweatshop came with long hours and little pay. Her marriage to another immigrant left her dissatisfied and didn't last. Her relations with her parents grew strained over her independence and failed marriage. Nothing seemed to fall into place for young Emma Goldman. Then current events took over her life. Goldman was horrified when four radical labor leaders, convicted unjustly of causing a bloody riot in Chicago's Haymarket Square, were executed during November of 1887. The teenager saw shades of her own unhappiness and hardship in the treatment of these workers, and she became curious about their belief in anarchy, the absence of rule by organized government. Goldman left her family, moved to New York City, and made friends with local immigrants and anarchists. Among her first acquaintances was Alexander Berkman, another Russian newcomer stirred by the Haymarket executions. The collaborations of this pair over the next 30 years.